Good day, everyone. And the way we could say perhaps good year, and kind of like good morning, good beginning of this new year for us on this 7 a.m. sitting and teaching. So I'm happy to be here for this anniversary day. And so we'll have a Zoom meeting afterwards. And for those of you who don't want to be on Zoom, I think I'll just keep the YouTube on, and you won't necessarily get all of it, but you'll get half of it of myself responding and talking and a little bit. And the Zoom link is at the very top of this chat, and I'll post it near the bottom when we finish here as well. It's also found on the IMC website in two places. In the calendar section of it, where it's listed as an event, and on the what's new, there's a little notice also in the bottom right-hand side of the homepage. And if you use those links, you have to use the password, which is Metta, M-E-T-T-A. If you use the link that's on the chat, it takes you right there. And I won't turn it on until I finish here, so there might be a minute or so in between. So, as a child, I spent a lot of time swimming in water, and I loved to go underwater and swim as far as I could without and holding my breath. And that explains maybe a little bit why I pay a teeny bit attention to people who do free diving and people who do records for free diving underwater, the longest, deepest distance down into the water or in the ocean, or perhaps a whole, you know, swim the longest underwater or be longest underwater. And I think that one of the records, I believe, for staying underwater without breathing is about 11 minutes. So it's a kind of phenomenal that the people can train to do that. But one of the things that the people who do that learn to do is to quiet their thinking. Because thinking takes up a lot of oxygen. You need a lot of energy to think. And so they're certainly aware and engaged with what they're doing and very hyper attentive to what they're doing in a very particular way. Their ordinary energy draining, battery draining app has been turned off. The discursive thinking, the commentary that they do. And so this also happens in meditation. It's one of the reasons why in deeper meditation it seems that we stop breathing, because there's very little need to breathe when this heavy app that we have that's really kind of going on all the time in the background. And, you know, it's one of these apps that kind of take over and work even, behind the scenes, our thinking app. So as we get into meditation, the idea is to enjoy it, settle into it, and settle into that enjoyment, into the contentment, into the quiet, into the peace of it, even if it's just hints of it. Kind of a paradigm shift where we're orienting towards something else besides our thinking. And we're orienting towards the breathing and the peacefulness, the quiet, the stillness, the joy and the contentment that comes from developing samadhi. And with that, there's a shift away from the thinking mind, the commentary mind, the having discussions and plans and memories and all that. And so to appreciate the value of that, appreciate how good it feels to let that part of the mind go quiet. And if these deep sea divers can do it, certainly we can do it as we do our own kind of version of deep sea diving, which is the dipping into samadhi, deepening into this kind of states of goodness and wholeness that don't require us to think a lot. And when we realize how safe it is and good it is and nourishing it is, then we begin to let go of the tremendous interest the mind has with this app, the thinking app. So to assume a meditation posture and to relax. Tremendous amount of what we're doing in going into samadhi is in fact relaxing, letting things become tranquil. Not only letting go and relaxing the body, but also taking some of the mental apps offline. They're not needed, they're energy drains for our human battery. And they can come back online again later. But we're letting go, we're relaxing, doing less and less, except for settling in, steadying ourselves on the breathing, and enjoying it. So, taking a few long, slow, deep breaths, and on the exhale, thinking of it as turning off so much of the unnecessary apps that we have running, the tensions in our body, softening the shoulders especially, softening the belly, and if you are taking some deep, slow breaths, then as you stop that, appreciate that you are letting go of that effort. And now you're just letting yourself breathe in a more easy way. And then to continue relaxing the body a bit. The surface body of the shoulders, the face, the belly. And deep in the body, the deep holding, resistance, bracing, the deep holding ourselves, even holding ourselves together. And then to also orient yourself to the quietude of the mind. Let yourself become aware in the ways of the mind is quiet, clear, relaxed. And as you exhale, settle into that quiet, letting go of the thinking mind. And if it doesn't let go completely, it's okay. For now, let it recede into the background. And with the mind, let the mind land on your breathing. And have the mind, the attention, establish itself to be steady on the breathing. steady the mind on its focus on the breathing. And much of our physical experience of breathing is in fact silent, doesn't require thinking. The silent feeling and sensing of the body. Steady yourself on that experience of sensing the changing flow of sensations as you breathe. As you exhale, letting go of your thoughts and letting go into a quiet steadiness on breathing. And if you use any thoughts at all, let it be thoughts of counting the breath, counting up to 1 or up to 3 or up to 10. Or simply the word yes, so said so quietly in the mind that it's almost like you imagine you're saying it. Steadying yourself on the breathing and whatever good feelings that come with the quietude and steadiness. Breathing in and breathing out. appreciating the quietude that's here. Even if your mind is thinking a lot, look past it to the quietness, steadiness of attention on breathing. A paradigm shift away from your thinking mind to a quiet, steady awareness of breathing. And whatever goodness is in that attention. switching from thinking to a quiet seeing, a quiet sensing, aware of breathing, steadying yourself on the breathing. And then as we come to the end of this sitting, appreciating the paradigm shift from thinking to seeing, seeing with a quietness of the mind, so we're not seeing through the filter of our thoughts, ideas, opinions, but we're seeing through the quietness, steadiness, and safety of simply seeing, simple awareness of what is. And in the maybe the comfort and safety of meditation, can you turn the gaze of this quiet, steady seeing awareness to the people in your life, those who are close and you have contact with, those who are far away and you don't have direct contact, those who you know personally and those who you don't. And see if you can simply, from meditation, gaze upon them quietly, silently, without the judgments and the stories and anticipations of what it means. Just gazing on them quietly. And see if that gaze, that awareness can be kind, that in the quiet and safety of privacy of your own meditation, a kind, steady gaze. Be still and gaze upon everyone kindly. Not complicating it with your stories, ideas, memories, plans, just the simplicity of others. And perhaps that kindness then can be expressed in the words of kindness. You might repeat after me. May they be happy. May they be safe. May they be peaceful. May they be free. May all beings everywhere be happy.